Florida lawmakers recently passed a bill to help expectant parents become more informed about the stem cells that are contained in a newborn's umbilical cord blood. Once routinely discarded during the birth process, cord blood contains non-controversial and potentially life-saving stem cells that can be collected and stored for future medical use. Yet published data shows that 3 out of every 4 pregnant women consider themselves to be only minimally informed about cord blood banking. Senator Anatere Flores co-sponsored the bill.
Families in Florida are now going to be armed with the most important tool in their toolbox of managing diseases that might come their way, and that is information. We know that cord blood therapies have worked incredibly for those families who need them, and we know that this is something that is going to make every single Florida family more informed on the importance of storing their child's cord blood.
Senator Flores adds that cord blood stem cells are already used for a number of medical conditions and may be capable of treating additional diseases as well. So it's important that expectant parents are informed of their options.
The stem cells that are found in the cord blood are things that every single day are saving lives and are helping people. So this is something that's important for every family, not just because of the technology and the science that we know is existing today, but because of the potential future therapies that might be included over the next several generations of those stem cells.
Information about preserving a newborn's cord blood will be available on the Florida Department of Health's website. For more information on cord blood banking, visit parentsguidecordblood.org.